Good morning, everyone. To open our service this morning, let's sing hymn number 241. O Spirit, source of light, thy grace is unconfined. Dispel the gloomy shades of night. Reveal the light of mind. Hymn number 241. Shahidat from Maryland will now read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Shahidat.
We'll be reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 201. Oh, do not bar your mind against the light of good, but open wide, let in the word, and truth will be your food. Hymn number 201. Welcome to the Sunday morning church service from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Everyone is welcome, and we're so glad that all of you have joined us this morning. We start Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion. This is a type of training session in practical Christian science. What could be more important than to know how to take the inspired Word of God and see it work wonders in your life and experience? I encourage everyone to join our roundtable discussions And if you're unable to, we have recordings on our website. And together with much more, our websites are loaded with an enormous amount of wonderful material. Which means, I guess I should talk about our websites now. We have 21 altogether, all in different languages. And as a result, people from across the globe have found one or more of our websites, have found our church, and have found God's comforting and healing word. And we're so thankful for each one of you who have done so. We also offer a Sunday school on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for children. And this Sunday school has a teleconference feature, one dedicated exclusively for the Sunday school. And this enables our students that don't live in the area to attend our Sunday school by telephone. And what this means is that your child also is able to attend our Sunday school by telephone, regardless of where you live. Call up the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school, and our teachers there would be most happy to welcome your child. On Wednesday evenings, starting at 8:15 p.m., every week, we have our weekly Wednesday evening testimony meeting, where you can hear beautiful music, inspired readings, and testimonies that are from the heart, testifying to how God has blessed them, healed them, and done other wonders in their life. So please attend our Wednesday evening testimony meetings. They're quite inspiring. We will now have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which testifies to the healing power gained by reading and studying our textbook, Science and Health. This reading will now be given by Debbie from Illinois.
Page 449. It is a little over 1 year since a very esteemed friend of this city invited me to partake of the heavenly manna contained in the revelation of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. I had, up to that time, been for 15 years a victim of hip joint disease. This eventually confined me to my bed, where I had been 10 months when the Book of Prophecy was opened for me. I was not long in finding the light I needed that gave feet to the lame, enabling me now to go, move, and walk where I will without crutch or support of any description save the staff of divine science. In proportion as my thoughts are occupied with the work in science, does the peace and joy come inwardly that transforms the blight of error externally. T.G.K., Tacoma, Washington.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon, undivorced from truth. A sermon that is not contaminated, fettered, or in any other ways influenced by human hypotheses, and a sermon that is authorized by Christ. Our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Our subject is mind. The golden text is from Job. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The responsive reading is from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction.
For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. James. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Daniel. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house, and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream, which made me afraid. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, and before him I told the dream. Then Daniel answered and said, the tree that thou sawest, it is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it. This is the interpretation, O king. And this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The same hour was the thing fulfilled unto Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. 1 John. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Ephesians. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 2 Timothy. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. Romans. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, The Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. In Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. Who is it that demands our obedience? He who, in the language of Scripture, doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can say his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Submission to error superinduces loss of power. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. In Christian Science, a denial of truth is fatal, while a just acknowledgement of truth and of what it has done for us is an effectual help. If pride, superstition, or any error prevents the honest recognition of benefits received, this will be a hindrance to the recovery of the sick and the success of the student. Mortal mind is the acknowledged seat of human motives. It forms material concepts and produces every discordant action of the body. If action proceeds from the divine mind, action is harmonious. If it comes from erring mortal mind, it is discordant and ends in sin, sickness, death. Those two opposite sources never mingle in fount or stream. The perfect mind sends forth perfection, for God is mind. Imperfect mortal mind sends forth its own resemblances, of which the wise man said, all is vanity. The treatment of insanity is especially interesting. However obstinate the case, it yields more readily than do most diseases to the salutary action of truth, which counteracts error. The arguments to be used in curing insanity are the same as in other diseases, namely the impossibility that matter, brain, can control or derange mind, can suffer or cause suffering. Also the fact that truth and love will establish a healthy state, guide and govern mortal mind, or the thought of the patient, and destroy all error, whether it is called dementia, hatred, or any other discord. Divine love corrects and governs man. Men may pardon, but this divine principle alone reforms the sinner. God is not separate from the wisdom he bestows, the talent he gives, we must improve. Calling on him to forgive our work badly done or left undone implies the vain supposition that we have nothing to do but to ask pardon, and afterwards we shall be free to repeat the offense. To cause suffering as the result of sin is the means of destroying sin. Every supposed pleasure in sin will furnish more than its equivalent of pain until belief in material life and sin is destroyed. To reach heaven, the harmony of being, we must understand the divine principle of being. Love is not hasty to deliver us from temptation. For love means that we shall be tried and purified. Remember that mankind must sooner or later, either by suffering or by science, be convinced of the error that is to be overcome. In trying to undo the errors of sin, one must pay fully and fairly the utmost farthing, until all error is finally brought into subjection to truth. The divine method of paying sin's wages involves unwinding one's now and learning from experience how to divide between sense and soul. The wicked man is not the ruler of his upright neighbor. Let it be understood that success in error is defeat in truth. The watchword of Christian Science is scriptural. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. To ascertain our progress, we must learn where our affections are placed and whom we acknowledge and obey as God. If divine love is becoming nearer, dearer, and more real to us, matter is then submitting to spirit. The objects we pursue and the spirit we manifest reveal our standpoint and show what we are winning. Spiritual sense is the discernment of spiritual good. Understanding is the line of demarcation between the real and unreal. Spiritual understanding unfolds mind, life, truth, and love, and demonstrates the divine sense, given the spiritual proof of the universe in Christian Science. This understanding is not intellectual. It's not the result of scholarly attainment. It is the reality of all things brought to light. Understanding is a quality of God, a quality which separates Christian Science from supposition and makes truth final. Divine Science explains the abstract statement that there is one mind by the following self-evident proposition. If God or good is real, then evil, the unlikeness of God, is unreal. And evil can only seem to be real by giving reality to the unreal. The children of God have but one mind. With one Father, living God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind, and that God, or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth, and have unity of principle and spiritual power, which constitute divine science. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law, in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. We will now sing hymn number 423. Give me, O Lord, an understanding heart, that I may learn to know myself in Thee, to spurn the wrong and choose the better part, and thus from sinful bondage be set free. Hymn number 423.
Come and stand before your Maker, full of wonder, full of fear. Come behold His power and glory, yet with confidence draw near. For the One who holds the heaven and commands the stars above is the God who bends to bless us with unrelenting love. Rejoice. Come and lift your hands and raise your voice. He is worthy of all praise. Rejoice. Seek the mercies of your King, and with trembling rejoice. We are children.
We will now sing hymn number 58. Father, we thy loving children lift our hearts in joy today, knowing well that thou wilt keep us ever in thy blessed way. Thou art love, and thou art wisdom, thou art life, and thou art all. In thy spirit, living, moving, we shall neither faint nor fall. Hymn number 58.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 2 Corinthians. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen.